This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In Tamil Nadu, the founder of TVK, C. Joseph Vijay, was sworn in as the chief minister this morning. The swearing-in ceremony was held at Nehru Indoor Stadium at 10 a.m. State Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Vijay. Along with him, nine ministers were also sworn in. Among those who took oath as cabinet ministers were K.G. Arun Raj, Adav Arjun, N. Anand, Sylvie S. Kirtana and Dr. T.K. Prabhu. At the swearing-in ceremony, Rahul Gandhi and several personalities from the Tamil film industry were present. Mr. Vijay has secured the support of 120 MLAs elect in the 234-member house. He made history as the first chief minister of the state since 1967 who does not come from either of DMK or AIADMK. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed N. Rangasamy as the chief minister of Puducherry. Following the appointment, Lieutenant Governor K. Kailash Nathan invited Rangasamy to form a new government in the Union Territory. Mr. Rangasamy will be sworn in as chief minister on May 13th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 45th anniversary celebrations of the Art of Living in Bengaluru and also inaugurate the newly constructed Dhyan Mandir at the Art of Living International Centre in a short while from now. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the devotees of Art of Living Foundation and inaugurate the newly constructed Dhyan Mandir or Meditation Hall at the premises. He will also launch the year-long projects of the foundation on mental well-being, rural development, nature conservation and social transformation. Before proceeding to Art of Living International Centre, the Prime Minister will address the BJP leaders and workers at HAL Airport. The leader of the opposition Karnataka Legislative Assembly, R. Ashoka, has informed that the Prime Minister will be honoured with Mysore Peta and silk shawl for the party's recent electoral victory, and around 15,000 people will attend this meeting. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Bengaluru.
Thereafter, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will travel to Hyderabad. At around 3 p.m., he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 9,400 crore rupees in the state. Defence Research and Development Organisation has successfully conducted an extensive long-duration test of its actively cooled full-scale scramjet combustor in Hyderabad. Ministry of Defence said that the test achieved a runtime of over 1,200 seconds, surpassing the earlier 700 seconds test held in January this year. The centre has moved to significantly strengthen protections for outsourced and contractual workers engaged across central ministries, departments, autonomous bodies and central public sector enterprises through a new set of procurement link compliance measures under the labour codes, while linking labour law compliance directly with eligibility for government contracts and bidding. The measures seek to curb delays in wage payments and defaults in statutory dues affecting contract workers. The US has proposed to increase the minimum wages paid to hire an employee under the H-1B visa program by 30% over the previously fixed limits, a move the administration claims will help prevent foreigners from undercutting salary of US nationals. The new rule seeks to increase the minimum wages for four categories from the entry level to the most experienced, contending that the existing wage levels were fixed 20 years ago and failed to adequately protect US workers. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall today in parts of Kerala, Mahi, Lakshadweep, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Places over Chhattisgarh and Gangetic West Bengal are expected to experience thunder squall today. In IPL cricket today, host Chennai Super Kings will face Lucknow Super Giants at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. In another match, Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Mumbai Indians will clash at Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. In archery, Indian women's recurve team of Deepika Kumari, Ankita Bhakat and Kumkum Mohut defeated host China in a dramatic shoot-off to clinch the gold medal at the Archery World Cup Stage 2 in Shanghai today. In a tense final marked by ups and downs, India took the opening set before China fought back to level the contest and force a shoot-off after the four-set regulation ended in a tie. And that is the end of this news bulletin.